Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And if you were with us this past Sunday, we kicked off a new teaching series called The Good Life. For the next 5 weeks, we're walking through the story of Job together. And one of our key takeaways from this past Sunday is the idea that we don't have God's perspective when it comes to our pain and suffering. Throughout the entire story of Job, from Job chapter 1 all the way to the end, Job never becomes aware of this conversation that takes place between God and Satan. He's never aware of the conversation, the details of it, and he is never given the eternal heavenly perspective of his life. He's only able to see things from his limited, finite perspective. And at the beginning of the story, Job has no idea what the final outcome is going to be. And he has no idea that his story would be used as a testimony of God's goodness and God's faithfulness for thousands of years now. In that moment when Job lost everything, all he had to go on was the character of God. And what we see is that Job chose to believe that God is good, even when life isn't. You know, whenever we face pain and suffering in our life, I think our initial response tends to be to ask why. Like, why is this happening? Why is God allowing this? And look, it's a completely valid question for us to ask. We crave answers and explanations for what happens in our life. We want to be able to connect the dots and see the cause and the effect. We want to know why. But the reality is that we may never get an answer to our why questions. Like, we may never know why God allows certain things to happen, or why God doesn't answer our prayers the way that we want him to. Or if we do find out, it may take years to see how God has been at work and is piecing things together. And the reason we may never know why is because we have a very finite and limited perspective. We can't see things from God's perspective. We can't see the entire story and how all of it is connected. And since we don't have God's perspective, just like Job, we have to trust God's character. We have to remind ourselves of God's faithfulness in the past. We have to remind ourselves of the promises of God found in his word, that he is a good and gracious heavenly Father, and that he is working all things together for the good of those who love him and for his glory. You know, from a human perspective, it doesn't seem like God wants what's best for Job. It almost seems like God is cruel and harsh. God is handing Job over to the enemy. But God was setting Satan up, and Satan took the bait. And what Satan meant for evil, what Satan meant to harm Job and turn Job away from God, God intended for good, and God turned the work of the enemy on its head. And Job's story has now encouraged and inspired people for thousands of years. And so maybe you're facing a situation today. God has allowed something to be taken away from you, or God hasn't given you something that you just desperately desire. My encouragement would be to trust in the character of God, to trust in the faithfulness of God, to trust in the promises of God. And if you ever want to know what God really thinks about you, you only need to look to the cross. That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, which means that God is good even when life isn't. God is good even when our circumstances may not be. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for the story of Job, for his example of faithfulness and commitment to you in the middle of pain and suffering. God, that he trusted your character and your faithfulness. And God, that's my prayer for us, Lord, that we would trust in your character and your promises, Lord, that we would believe that you are good, even when life may not be. It's in Jesus' name that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.